Hello, Bill? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Bill. How's it going? This is Joel reaching back up from Local Splash.
How's things, man?
It's going. It's going. Actually, I had a good weekend. How's your weekend been?
Oh, not bad. Can't complain, you know? Another weekend.
Right? Get through it. Back to the grind on a Monday. Today,
that's
Tuesday.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Just keep grinding Tuesday, Wednesday. Try to get to the next weekend and rinse and repeat. Am I right?
Exactly how it rolls, man. Exactly how it rolls.
So I got your messages. My apologies once again. I was in a meeting.
I didn't see
them, though. But I just wanted to touch base and move forward with your account.
All right. So run through this with me. Tell me what we're going to be listed on and all that stuff.
No problem. So just recently, Bill, we just revamped our whole service, right? What we want to do is make sure that you're found for the services you provide for your area, right? Anybody were to take out their phone, they type in, let's say, property service near me, renovation near me, remodeling, any of your possible services, Bill, your business is going to pop up, not only on Google, Facebook, Bing, Yelp, Apple, right? All the way down to your local chamber of commerce, we make sure you're front and center for everyone to see. Not only that, right, unlimited clicks, calls, and leads, right? You get the client dashboard. We're going to be in communication every single step of the way as we prioritize your business online.
Okay.
Right? And like I stated, it's a month-to-month service with no contracts and no hidden fees.
Right.
Just a few simple steps to get you up there, right? And I believe I'm going to honor the pricing that you and I spoke about. It was the $299 monthly, then a $99 setup fee, correct?
Yes, but you said you would waive that $99 fee for me.
And I will honor that. I will 100% honor that. I just wanted to clarify, if I did state that to you, I will honor the pricing 100%.
Okay.
So we'll get you on board for that one.
It was a verbal, but I do have the conversation.
Perfect.
With you. Where is it? Actually. Oh, for fuck's sake. Where is it? Oh, hold on. Just text me.
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead and take your time.
Okay, so let's see here. Where did you used my business email, right?
Yes, I did.
Take this search here. Joel. Wait a minute. Dun, dun, dun. Well, I can't fucking prove it.
No, I'll honor the $299. I'll honor that $299.
Okay. All right, right on, right on. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
I do have our conversation here somewhere, probably.
No, I totally 100% believe you, Bill. Let me, so, perfect. So all we got to do, right, is finalize a few business specifics for you and the company, right?
Okay.
And then gather some billing details on top of that.
Okay.
So first and foremost, Bill, the way we're going to keep the business listed for everyone to see, it's going to be default property service, correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. And then the click-to-call feature, so when clients search for your services and they see you there, would it be that 978-602-6321 number?
You got it.
Perfect. And then the best address for the business, I have 88 West Main Street. Is that correct?
No, just Main Street, 88
okay.
Main Street.
Yeah. Me.
So we're a new build. So if you can't find it, we just finished the build in October. And it is on Google. It's on Google Maps. I know it's there because we have Amazon come to the house and whatnot. But for some reason, some people can't find it. So it is 88 Main Street. I promise.
I want to make sure.
Go on. Go on Google Maps if you would.
Oh, 100%.
You'll see it. It'll pinpoint right on it. It's a white duplex.
Perfect. Now I just wanted to make sure, because when people search for the services you provide, they're going to be able to see the profile pop up. They're not going to see your address. That address is completely gone from the public eye.
Okay.
But they'll see your profile, so we want to make sure you pop up in the right location, right?
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Perfect.
Dude, you know what's wicked weird?
What?
I just pulled up Google Maps 2, and the picture I submitted is not there. Oh, that's interesting. Not that it really has any bearing on you, but now I'm wondering why. Because it shows it on the map itself. Oh, weird.
And you're in Westminster, correct?
Yes, Westminster, all one.
Perfect. And then, Bill, for point of contact, for our record purposes only, first name, obviously Bill, correct? B-I-L-L?
Yeah. Oh, it's actually William.
William, okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Yes, back in the day, for some reason, they called William Phil. I don't know why.
and then, last name for point of contact. Is this the same as the business, the Dufault?
Yes, Dufault. Okay. Yep. D-U-F as in Frank, A-U-L-T.
Perfect. And then for best point of contact for our account purposes, would it be that same number, that 978-602-6321?
Yes. That's right now the only line I have.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. Great thing about this, Bill, right? Let's say you do get another line later down the line. You can implement that. Obviously, you want to make sure they're always targeting your clients, and your clients get in direct communication with you, right? I think that's the most important aspect of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it'll be a long time coming till somebody else gets to, you know, talk to my customers. You know what I mean?
Perfect.
But it's probably a good idea to have a business phone so that way I don't fucking phone it.
Well, you know. Also, we offer, with the service included in it, you'll never miss, you know, any jobs for you and your company. You know, we're always going to be in that direct communication, and with the client dashboard, you're going to be able to monitor everything, you know, that's happening as it comes to the clientele base for your business, right?
Perfect.
That's our goal. So, okay, Bill, couple of more steps. Next, we're going to gather some billing information. So the name on the card is going to be the same as the business, obviously yours.
No, yes, William Dufault, yes.
Okay,
William
perfect.
Yep.
And then the business address, is it the same as the billing?
Exact same. Yep,
okay.
Everything's the same currently, yep.
Perfect. All right, Bill. So like I stated, just going to be the $299 today, $299 every month thereafter. Price point will never increase in any way, shape, or form. Most importantly, there is no hidden fees for canceling. Okay?
Okay, yes.
Perfect. All right. Now we
you
accept,
guys run it now?
Correct.
Oh.
We accept Visa, American Express, Master, Discover. Which one works best for you?
All right, so we got, this is a MasterCard.
Master. All right, Bill. Card number four at a time, please, whenever you're ready.
All right. It is 5143.
Mm-hmm.
7738.
Mm-hmm.
6817.
Mm-hmm.
8301.
And when does that expire?
0328.
And CVV, please.
743.
All right, Bill, congratulations. The position secured. So next, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification recording, right?
Okay.
The reason is that I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you and your company, which is an added form of protection for you that will send you in writing with your invoice, okay?
Okay.
So as I walk you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor, stop me, and we can review it and clarify. Just say, Joel, what does this mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. Just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Does that sound okay to you?
Yeah, let's do it for sure.
Perfect. So This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy for your order, please state the name of your business.
Dufault Property Service.
Please state your name and the title within the business.
William Dufault, owner operator.
Are you an authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect.
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, right? Mm-hmm. As a result of increased visibility, people, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, right? For that reason purposes, we have a security questions to our clients so you know, for your safety and our safety, that you are speaking with Local Splash. So the options we have are your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you like to choose?
Oh, man. City I was born in. How about that?
All right, Bill. And then what is the answer?
It is Leominster. L-E-O-M-I-N-S-T-E-R.
Leominster.
It's spelled Leominster, but it's pronounced Leominster.
So just to verify, I have L-E-O-M-I-N-S-T-E-R. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. Let me enter that in for you. Perfect. So, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. So calls will come from our customer service number, which is our 877 number. Okay? So please save that under your contacts underneath Local Splash. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Hold on 1 second, Joel.
Yeah.
The 877, it's 877-635-6225.
100%. That is
all
our
right,
number.
I just want to save that as Local Splash right now. So
yes, sir. Yes,
hold on
sir.
1 second. Let me do that. Local Splash. All right. That way I know the answer. Okay, cool. We're good.
Perfect. So
all right.
Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
As a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include business license, proof of insurance, Google Guarantee application, and any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within its time frame may result in the delays or suspension of your account. So do you agree to submit these files within 7 days?
Yeah, I don't carry insurance.
So you're going to have no issue there. That's mainly for people who are signing up for a Google Guaranteed program, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
So you're totally fine. So your payment for the initial term and the account setup will be charged today, which is June 11th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $299.
Yep.
This is a 2-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 11th, right, of every month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, right? You must speak with a live representative. To prevent charges for your next monthly service, contact client support and give at least 3 business days prior to your next billing cycle. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world working at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So let me go ahead, get this set up for you and your business so we can get it going.
Sweet.
one second, Bill, my computer.
Yeah, no problem.
Sorry. Get that going. Then we have to also schedule your CI interview as well. So okay. Within the first 3 days, you're going to be reached back out by one of our client specialists, and they're going to start building your online footprint to make sure everything is uniform. So it takes place. I want to see what availabilities we have all across the board. Perfect. So let me go ahead and get this going for you.
All right, it went through. I see that. Sweet. Okay.
Congratulations, Bill. Position secured. Awesome. Welcome aboard. So let me see here. Let's finalize everything for you in the business now, okay? I want to make sure. So is there anybody on the account that you would like to have, like, for a point of contact for our purposes? Or is this just going to be the main, you're going to be the main guy?
I'm the main guy. My girlfriend might get involved at some point here, but we'll keep me as the main guy for now.
No problem. Now, would you like to be referred to as William or Bill? You want the Bill?
Bill. Okay. Yeah, Bill's easy, yeah. William's just way too formal, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it 100%. I get it 100%. Okay. Perfect. And then preferred number to reach you at, you stated with the same number as of right now,
yeah.
Which is perfect, so you never miss a job.
Yeah. That's right.
All right, let me enter that in. And then Bill. So here's the important part right here. So
right, this
is where we're going to build the keywords off of, right? So
what are
five services you provide to your clients that make you the most money?
All right, so that would be, let's see. Oh, we want to use the right keywords, don't we?
So I don't want you to get the wrong impression. So these aren't the keywords themselves. This is what we're going to base them off of. I'll explain
it
for you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we get this information, right?
Yeah.
We provide it to your technicians. What they'll do is a comprehensive scan in your area to see what's the most traffic, right? So we can attach it to your profile so you can get that traffic. So five services you provide that make you the most money, though.
Gotcha. So it's landscape.
Okay.
Hardscape. Excavation. Concrete. Oh, let's see. Where do I want to go with the next? Landscape, hardscape, excavation. Let's do pruning.
Pruning? Okay.
Pruning.
Yeah,
pruning,
no problem.
I make a really good profit off of pruning.
No problem. And another great feature we do offer with that client dashboard, you're going to be able to monitor the keywords you are showing up for, and at any point you want to switch them out, you can. They're not set in stone. There's no hidden fees for doing that.
Okay. Cool. I like that.
Okay. So let's see here. So let me beat this back to you, okay, Bill? What I have, I have landscape, hardscape, excavation, concrete, and pruning. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So like I stated, that's what they're going to be building those keywords off of for your business. Now let's see here. Get this. All right, Bill. Couple more minutes, we're going to be out of your hair. Just want to make sure everything is uniform for you.
Yeah, no problem.
So let me see what we have for availabilities for our client interview for you and your specialist. So the hours that we do have available for the onboarding, right? So we have all these times are going to be Pacific Standard Time because that's where we're headquartered, right?
Okay.
So we have 7 a.m., right, till noon, 12. And then we have 1 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Okay, so
and we ask, like, schedule about an hour, right, for it.
Oh,
but
I
Bill,
see what you're saying. I was going to say that it's a four-hour phone call.
No. That was my mistake. I didn't explain it properly.
No, cool. I get it.
We tell all of our clients to give it about an hour. To be fully transparent, it takes about, like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Okay, for sure. So you're 3 hours behind me, or it's Pacific
Correct.
Is 3 hours behind, so I'm looking
Correct.
At 10 to, yeah, let's do the, what would you say, 1 to 4, 1 to 5?
So, yeah, 1 to 4 around between any one of those.
Yeah, because that will end up being between 4 and 7 for me, which is perfect.
Okay. So okay. You have availability today, or would you like to do it tomorrow?
Oh, I would love to do it today.
Okay, perfect. So,
yeah.
1 o'clock then?
Yep, so 1 o'clock, that would be 4 o'clock. That's perfect.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and schedule that for you then. So we're going to do it today, June 11th at 1 p.m., 4 p.m. your time. Correct?
You got it. Yep.
Perfect. So I just sent that out to the specialist so we could get that confirmed. Let me send an email out to you as well.
Okay. I'm going to set an alarm for the quarter of... Oh, I can... Awesome.
All right, let me just entering into the system, Bill. My apologies once again.
No, take your time. It's all right. It's all right.
I'm going to be setting you an appointment right now. I want to know if you received that, Bill. This is going to confirm for that 1 p.m. Interview with your specialist, okay?
Cool.
Did it go through to you? Oh, they
I
have
did.
To approve it.
Invitation.
Perfect.
Invitation, local splash. Okay, so I'm responding yes. There we go. All right, responding yes. All right, should have gone through.
Perfect.
Reply, what's this? I already applied. Did you get my reply, or would you even know?
I did get it. Awesome.
Okay, good.
Right Perfect.
On. All right, man. Perfect.
Perfect. All right, Bill, I just want to make sure, see everything else. Preferred method of contact for you. For our purposes, for you, for your account, do you prefer, like, phone, text, email? What's best for you?
Actually, anyone. Text is easiest, because that way I can just kind of, if it's not super important, I can just look at it. But can we do, I mean, all three is nice.
Yeah, no
know?
Problem.
Yeah.
No problem. So we're definitely going to do that for you.
All right.
Put phone and text. All right, Bill. Last question I do have for you, actually, is hours of operation.
Okay, hours of operation, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days a week.
Perfect.
I mean, people can call me whenever they want between those hours.
Love it.
Yeah.
Perfect. So we have Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., correct?
You got it.
Perfect, Bill. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you, like I stated. And then looking forward to speaking to you. We're going to be speaking in about like an hour and a half, pretty much.
Sounds good.
and then we could go forward from there. All right, Bill?
All right. I love it. Thanks,
nope.
Joel. I appreciate
no problem.
You talking to me.
Yes,
right, man.
Sir.
I'll talk to you in a while.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.